The following program has been pre-recorded. The information shared directly or indirectly on Vital Health Radio or by Whitfield Media Group is not to be understood as or misconstrued as medical advice. This information is not a replacement for your current health provider who is acutely aware of your current health state and course of treatment. Any information shared about a product or service discussed by any host or guest on Vital Health Radio is not to be interpreted as a doctor-patient relationship.
The following broadcast is a production of the Whitfield Media Group. Health, nutrition, lifestyle, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake with your host, owner of Nutrition World, Ed Jones, and Clint Powell.
It's Sunday, March 30th, 2025, broadcasting from the Optimize You studio. Good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by the Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic, 98.1 Radio, and also available on all popular podcast platforms 3 days after the radio show. So sit back, relax, and get ready to discover the healing potential of Nature's Pharmacy. Whether you're a seasoned natural health enthusiast or just starting your journey, there's something for everyone on Vital Health Radio. I'm Ed Jones, the founder of Nutrition World here in Chattanooga and growing since 1979. And joining me is the guru of the common man and the guru of Krispy Kreme donuts, Clint Powell.
Yeah, I'm the guru of two other things. One are these honey roasted cashews and not turning my phone off when you start a radio show. I'm the guru of both of those, and it's taken me quite a while to get to this skill set.
Well, you have vast experience on podcasting, and you still left your phone on to interrupt the
introduction. I'll turn it on again right now and tell people to call me.
And your diet now is consisting of combination of white powdered donuts and cashews. So it's an interesting new diet program that Clint's on.
Yeah, I'm doing a research. It's a double idiot study instead of a double blind. It's me and me.
No, you're blind.
Oh, I'm an idiot too. So look at there. It's an idiot blind study. There we go.
Hey, today we're going to have Dr. Kurt on, our pharmacist in charge of Nutrition World. He's going to be talking about UTIs. Man, that's something that I have heard stories for 45 years. 90% women that are chronically dealing with that. And the use of and overuse of antibiotics is what's going to be discussed. And the potential magical miracle of methylene blue, which we talked about a little bit last week. I'm also going to talk about in the second segment this landmark study that may have just put the study medical science on Alzheimer's back 20 years. It's been found that the major study was inaccurate and everything was based on that. Mm. And then secondly, I don't know if you know what a keloid is, Clint. It's not an alien. It's something to do with the body. You know what a keloid is?
A keloid?
Keloid. And his fingers are going as fast as possible.
I don't know what a keloid is.
It is. He types on AI so fast, and he's going to become an expert.
I would have guessed like a raised car or something, but I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. I'm just taking a stab. My hands are up here. Look, I'm clapping.
Yeah. I see a picture of a raised scar on your phone.
That's a personal picture.
It is a scar.
Keloids.
It is a scar, but it's a scar that keeps on scarring, so it becomes very large and not attractive if it's on a visible part of the body. And if it's internally, it can cause a lot of more difficulty. So it's a scar that doesn't know when to stop scarring.
Right.
And I got a cool piece of research on that. And there's people listening right now that have keloid scars. If you have one, you know it. Secondly, I did a YouTube on that was just put out last Thursday at afternoon. And it was on the connection between oral health, your microbiome in the mouth, and your cognitive and heart function and heart health. As I always speak, 80% of all of us were worrying about 14 different diseases. 80% of us will die from only one, and that is heart disease. And the other will be 20%. But let's go with the odds. So let's do all we can to prevent heart disease. And in my very strong opinionated opinion, the traditional modality and opinions on heart disease is modestly inaccurate. Oh, we've got to lower cholesterol. Cholesterol is the demon. It is not. It will be shown more and more as the years go on. It's already the ship is already somewhat sinking as far as that theory. But it will take many, many years for the American Heart Association and cardiologists to bend on that. But it's not too late for you because you can empower yourself with information I want to talk about. Also, I've taken my continuous glucose monitor off my arm.
Right.
And it did decrease my arm size slightly. I kind of liked it on there because, you know, a little bit.
We haven't flexed yet in front of the cameras, but we just started.
I have been bouncing my chest muscles, they're called pectoral muscles.
Mm-hmm.
Can you bounce your pectorals?
Oh, yes.
Looky there.
Yeah, don't worry. Don't let the old man fool you now. Come on. Come on now. We can always. I'm as good as once as I ever was.
Okay, yeah. Toby.
Yeah, why not?
All right, continuous glucose monitor. Yeah. I'm going to put it back on. I miss it because it makes me so healthy, neurotic.
I get this from the Whoop.
Yeah.
You miss the nerdy data part.
It's
like your social media. Everybody else is scrolling. Uh-huh. What did they eat for dinner last night? How's the little puppy doing? Is it raining in Detroit? You are like, what is my CO2 3.4 mega rate at this thing? Oh. What's my HRV TL sugar level? That's your social media. If you could, if there was a way to everybody to scroll and share and post that, what was your glucose level today? I don't know. It's 37. I beat you on it.
That would be
perfect for you.
Hey, get a contest going.
Yeah. When are you going to get it?
I'm going to get it back on again. I have them. I have 4 more weeks at the office. I can just pop it on anytime I want.
There you go.
Because I got. I got 8 weeks worth, but I'm going to do it a little bit further down the road, closer to that contest.
How did it change your behavior? Did it change your behavior at all?
And I am not letting myself ever be obsessed to a point of insanity with choosing foods. I'm not. I'm using my intuition. I'm using my discipline, which I have probably a little too much of. But I am more than happy to eat a dessert. I'm more than happy to try. It was really an experiment. And here's what I learned really quickly. Caramelized onions are the worst food I've ever eaten. We looked that up last week. Secondly, anything that has any Thai food that has coconut milk in it, second worst product for blood sugar. Most people would not know that. Thirdly, cheesecake, if it's regular, not flavored, does nothing to blood sugar. It was the only dessert I could eat that nothing went up when I did that.
I wonder why. It's got some of the same ingredients.
High fat.
But, okay, so would coconut oil do the same thing as coconut milk?
No, coconut milk doesn't have it has some fat, but nothing like coconut.
Because I take a coconut oil every morning with my coffee. Yeah, so I didn't.
But that has zero carbs. Yeah, coconut milk is loaded.
Okay, gotcha.
And then last is the quesadillas that I eat at Harry's.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't do anything. It was just flat, almost flatline. Went up about 15 points and went back down. You can't ask for anything better. So I'm saying all that to say this. I did a post on my TikTok of 13 million views, and I said you can get a free Libra 3, which is the glucose monitor that I like. That's the one I use. It's the one Josh Porter recommended. That's the one that he helped me get at Optimize You. And all you got to do is go to Google, type in free Libra 3, and you will get a certificate for 2 weeks, which is one monitor. All you got to do is get one practitioner somewhere to write it out, and you just go to the pharmacy and pick it up. So free Libra 3 on Google if you want that. I want to talk in the third segment about. We talk about microplastics. Microplastics are devastating parts of our health, plaque-wise, maybe cognitive-wise, cancer-wise, because they're found in so many places. And the one place, and I drink about 2 bottled waters a week. That's about it. I would not hesitate if I'm out on the road and I'm thirsty. I'm not a big deal. I had mine tested, and you know, I was in really pretty good shape. But, you know, heating up in microwaves are really an issue. But here's the other issue. And I think this is the one that's been hanging on the back of my head for as long as I've heard the word microplastics. Microplastics are bad in cold water, but can you imagine in a coffee maker because of the temperature? Well, I now have just ordered the coffee maker that Dr. Peter Attia spoke about. And I'm going to tell you the name of it in the second segment, but the gut punch is the price. I can just tell you that there's one gentleman across the table here that will probably not be too concerned about his microplastics when he hears about this price. I did also, because of my video on the gums, teeth, and other body part connection, I ordered me a oral microbiome test. So I'm going to have Clint swab my gums between the sessions, and if he swabs them good, then I'm going to send it in, and I'm going to be reporting my good or bad bacteria in about 3 weeks.
I just want us to all take a moment and sit in silence for you saying I'm going to swab your gums. I just want everybody to appreciate that and let your brains go. Just this week, you're not going to go here in the radio show, but apply any funny comments here. Mm-hmm. Now, with that being said, so you did I want to go back to the glucose monitor. Why that? I don't mean this in a bad way, but it's not injecting any medicine. Mm-hmm. Why does it have to be a prescription?
I think there'll be a day where there's not.
Do you see what I'm saying? But, when you said that, yeah. I was like, why can't I just go buy and get my own data?
I know.
I don't understand. I never understood that about all this other test you're talking about. I'm like, unless I'm injecting something or there's a possibility of me doing something illegal, I don't understand why that's.
I think the powers to be understand that the marketing through a physician's channel is going to empower that product. And once it gets off of that channel on the over the counter, that product's momentum will still be moving. You can't move that momentum early on by simple education. You have to have doctors who are worshipped who say you need this. Next to the last thing here is hyperbaric oxygen chamber is now open at Nutrition World. This guy, John Carter, he's a Navy diver, just a good old cowboy guy, but has a big heart, tons of knowledge about hyperbaric and how it can work for helping the health of many individuals. His cell number is 423-421-9200, 423-421-9200. John Carter or his wife will answer at this point. It is now open downstairs in our previous yoga facility. Amazing state of the art. These came from hospitals, and they have the latest and greatest PSI and all the bells and whistles. And he has a red light therapy that cost him $30,000. I've never seen one like it. So that's going to be offered now from now on.
And did that cost as much as your coffee maker?
It's in the ballpark almost. Yeah. It is probably more of the coffee maker if you just compared like weight. If it was weight, it'd be the coffee maker. The hyperbarics would be cheap.
Is it like a moonshine steel that you're going to be putting inside your place? It's a huge Mac Daddy. I can't wait to see the coffee maker. Is it going to be at Nutrition World or is it going to be at your house?
My house, Clint.
Okay, well, I'm not going to see it then.
Yeah. All right. And lastly, next week, we've got a gentleman named Ted Parker coming on. He is a owner of Vibrant Health Products, which is Vibrant Greens. You drink Vibrant Greens. Mm-hmm. The reason I'm excited about it, this guy is passionate, innovative. He has done so much in this industry to help build good quality products. But my biggest concern, of course, if you've heard me for very long, is oxalates, which is why I think I had double hip replacement because I ate too many healthy foods like spinach, blank, 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 and greens. Well, I gave up all my greens. But the last time he visited Nutrition World 3 months ago, I expressed my concern. He spent the money to do an oxalate test. Not many owners would have done that. And it came back so low that I am perfectly good drinking only
good,
the
I'm
green
back.
Vibrance. Yes.
Because I'm back on it.
Good.
Yeah.
Yes. So he'll be here next week as our guest. He is flying down here to do staff training and to do two different interviews, podcasts, blank, blank, blank. And he just is a special guy. So you'll be able to get that on next week. It is time to take a break. When we come back, we will be talking to somebody, either me or Dr. Kurt, the pharmacist. And that is more to come as we continue. For Clint Powell, I am Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio. More to come after these brief messages.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalford Road and I-75.
Hey folks, Clint Powell here, and I've done marketing a long time, and they say an effective commercial will mention the name of the company at least 3 times. Well, this isn't about a company, it's about my podcast, During the Break Podcast. Guess what? You can go to your favorite podcast platform and just search During the Break Podcast. It should pop right up. You can go on Facebook and find me at During the Break Podcast. So add my podcast to your playlist, During the Break Podcast.
Hey, it's Blake Watson with Epic Realty. Spring is coming and housing inventory is up, so you have more choices for your next home in the Chattanooga and Northwest Georgia area. As your local realtor, I offer my experience, expertise, negotiation skills, and knowledge of Chattanooga real estate. I help you get the home you want and guide you through the process of selling and buying your house. Visit @homechattanooga.com or find me on Facebook or Instagram, Blake Watson with Epic Realty, 888-893-3537.
Hey Chattanooga, Josh Porter here for Optimize You, Chattanooga's number one clinic for both men and women's hormone replacement. Are you suffering from fatigue, low libido, or just not feeling yourself? We are the answer you have been looking for. My team and I are here to help you become yourself again. So find us online at OptimizeYouCenters.com.
Hi, I'm Blake Watson.
And I'm Sean Whitfield. Join us every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. for Your Home Radio, presented by Blake Watson with Epic Realty on 98.1 The Lake.
Don't know where to turn for advice or have questions related to your home? Are you a do-it-yourselfer?
We are your home source for useful tips and guidance from many great home improvement professionals.
If you miss any episode, go to your favorite podcast platform and search Your Home Radio Download.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio Show. Your host Ed Jones and Clint Powell are back with you to empower your health and well-being, as we have done each week now for 7 years. We got Dr. Kurt Deering on his clinical pearls. I love the name of that. He's such a great, passionate student and also master of so much information at Nutrition World, and people are being helped every single day. He's on the floor and also in consultations, which he does on an appointment basis. A lot of people who have been given polypharmacy, what is that? It's, you know, more drugs than they probably need, and certainly drugs at a combination that become unhealthy. And he can detangle that conversation for you so you could discuss it with your doctor and reduce those medications. But today, there's a topic that I won't say is near and dear to my heart, but it's certainly a topic that has been a common conversation for almost 46 years of my career with mainly females, occasionally males. And as I mentioned in the first segment, it is UTIs. And there's a lot of misinformation about that. I'm going to let him inform you. The only thing I want to say before we start is, he may say this, is the connection now that seems to be very accurate, that eating a lot of chicken can increase UTIs because of the way they raise chickens, the way that they soak them in terrible chemicals before they actually send it to market, and the fact that E. coli in those chickens are rampant, and that is part of the problem. So I have had several women who reduced their chicken intake to nothing, and it did on its own somewhat helped, but there are other options too that we have to do even with that. So Dr. Kurt Deering, welcome to Vital Health Radio.
Well, thank you so much for having me in here. Yeah, I want to talk about UTIs in the elderly. I was going to do a case study. I had a client come in, we'll say Patty. Patty was a 77-year-old and having frequent urinary tract infections, and then and a lot of times when the older you get, one of the only symptoms you get is confusion. You don't even know you have a UTI.
You know, that's true, because if any of us, like you, Clint, I don't know if you have, but if you've been around the nursing home mm-hmm. and you've had relatives, that you are so right. You know, mom or dad, they're just confused, and they're not acting right, and they don't ever complain about the urinary thing, do they?
No.
Sometimes they do.
They don't. And it's easy, when they're older like that, it's easy to start playing it off as other things. Mm-hmm. And it's good to give yourself a check on thinking about that. And it seems like I've got 5 siblings, and every time my mom's starting to get a little bit confused or whatever, out of 5 of us, at least one of us will remember, hey, have we checked to see if there's a urinary tract infection going mm-hmm. on here? And so in one case, it was actually my daughter who had just gotten out of PA school. We don't know, mom's starting to slip a little bit. And she was like, does she have a urinary tract infection? And sure enough, that's what was going on.
Yep.
So now it always comes into our mind. But anyway, it's an atypical presentation to elderly. It's over 10% of women over the age of 65 have had a UTI within the last 12 months.
Really?
Yeah. And then when you get up to 85, it's 30%, goes up to 30%. And then when you start looking at community dwelling, it goes up to about 30 per 100 person in there. And then if you're in a long-term care facility, it's upwards of 58 per 100 person years
in the long-term
have a urinary tract infection. So this is very common in the elderly.
And I know we're going to talk about the fact that the cure is not constant antibiotics.
Exactly.
Okay.
We will talk about that. The reason that you end up with a problem with the cognitive problems is that as people age, their immune response changes. It's harder for the body to fight infections effectively. And so this altered response can lead to more widespread infection in the body. And what's happening is you get these chemicals released in the body. You get stress hormones that trigger inflammation. And, of course, just like every disease out there, inflammation is the root cause of the problem. And that's what's happening, inflammation. And in the elderly, it more affects their brain because they have a weakened blood-brain barrier. So that's why you end up with these cognitive problems. UTIs just place a lot of physical stress on the body. And so the confusion just comes in there. But anyway, inflammation is playing the biggest role. And so what's our first go-to in the medical world, the first go-to? And you know, sometimes antibiotics. When I got out of pharmacy school, antibiotics were the best thing in the world.
Yep.
And every bacteria in the world was bad. And if you could kill a bacteria, you were doing a good thing. So you didn't hesitate to take antibiotics. If you get your hand on an antibiotic, you felt great. Even if you felt like you had a virus, well, I'm going to take this antibiotic just to prevent a secondary infection.
And that opinion still continues today a lot, doesn't it?
Well, it's foreign to me at this point because I'm so ingrained in the opposite way of thinking. But yes, you're right, it is. But so I'll take it no matter what. Well, now I know all the damage that it's doing. So it disrupts your gut microbiome. So,
Lordy. Which then disrupts your emotions and your immune system horribly, and it doesn't go away the day you quit taking the pill.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And you're also leading to antibiotic resistance, which, you know, they've been screaming in the medical world for 30 years about the damage we're doing causing antibiotic resistance. Are we eventually going to have some bug that we can't treat because we've set up so much antibiotic resistance?
I think Clint has female resistance. Every time he just
way to pull me in, dude. I like that. Good job,
okay.
Ed.
Yeah, yeah.
Back to you, sir.
Yeah.
But, prolonged antibiotic use it can damage the immune system after a while. So you're eventually affecting that. Then the thing that I learned, thanks to Ed asking me to listen in on a educational program that was done where they talked about preventing migraines. So I'm listening to this program talking about migraines and different causes, and one of the causes is damage that's being done to our mitochondria through antibiotic use. In all my years of being a pharmacist, for some reason I never learned that antibiotics can potentially be toxic to your mitochondria. So this leads to a whole another group of problems right there. So you start having problems with your ATP production, and you're getting disruption in your quality of your mitochondria. All of a sudden you're getting damaged mitochondria. You're getting tissue damage, which can, you know, end up having a problem with your energy demands, such as and damaging your brain, your kidneys, your muscles. So all the commonly used antibiotics for UTIs, so you're talking about nitrofurantoin, your Bactrims, your fluoroquinolones, which absolutely hate fluoroquinolones. I've known people who have had life-changing.
Yes, you are so right. And just I don't mean to interrupt often, but I am the host of the show, so I guess I can.
Please do.
Cipro and Levaquin, right? Those are the two fluoroquinolones. They weaken your tendons terribly. I've had several who jumped off diving boards, completely ripped their Achilles, and I said, were you on an antibiotic? And they said, well, funny you asked that. Yes, I was on Cipro. Yes, that's why it ripped. It wasn't because the board they jumped off. It was because they already had weakened tendons, and it has aorta weakness too, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
It's so dangerous. There's a reason it's a third-line choice, but there's so many doctors out there that think nothing about it. It's not going to happen to my
patient. No.
It's not going to happen to my patient.
Yeah.
You know, it only happens in 5% or 10%. You know, it's not going to happen, but it does happen. Anyway, and one of the things I learned about that is the antidote to that is N-acetylcysteine. I know we've talked about that in here a lot, NAC, NAC. It comes in and protects sort of an antidote, protects the mitochondria. So if you are going to be put on an antibiotic, I highly recommend you get N-acetylcysteine.
And bingo.
This particular patty that was in here had just gone through some antibiotic usage, and so I recommended that they get some N-acetylcysteine. 600 milligrams twice a day is a great dose for that, and it's not very expensive.
Real quick, does NAC have any other interactions with other drugs? Because I recommend people for NAC because y'all have talked about it so much. It's a pretty safe thing to take, though, right?
Absolutely.
Okay,
safe.
And I get asked
in this case, it's protected mitochondria. It protects the liver. Okay. It protects the brain. It protects the lungs. It protects, if we would have given out N-acetylcysteine during COVID, mm-hmm. we would have saved millions of lives.
That's when I started taking it.
Excellent.
Because I heard Ed start talking about it. I didn't mean to interrupt you, but...
No, you interrupt me all you want.
And when you drop NAC, more people have probably heard of that than these other things, and I always get asked, what do you think about it? I'm like, I'm Clint. Ask Ed or Dr. Deering, you know.
Getting back to UTIs, though, so as everything, we want to look at the root cause of the problem. We don't want to look at just treatments and put a Band-Aid on something. So we want to go to lifestyle modification. How can we prevent these things? Of course, hydration is huge, staying hydrated. Proper hygiene. I don't want to get into too many details on that unless Ed does, but proper hygiene.
Clint's shaking his head no because he's afraid open, that
you gotta
could
go
be,
to commercials.
Like there's a certain wiping method that females need, but I'm not going to mention that.
Yes,
they mostly know that. So go ahead.
Okay.
You got 6 minutes.
But that is true, yeah.
Thank you, Clint.
Yeah.
Then urinary habits. So people don't need to be sitting around not going. Mm-hmm. And I know it sounds like you got to go, but a lot of people will put it off. And so this happens in kids a lot, too, that they don't want to go, and they put it off, and they end up getting urinary tract infections. But very effective, can prevent 70% of the time, is just vaginal estrogen. So it's something.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So it's something that most doctors should be giving. Can you get an elderly patient to always take it? That sometimes becomes a problem. I can speak firsthand from somebody that's not very consistent with doing that, and maybe that's why she gets more than she should. But probiotics, once again, excellent choice. The more I learn about probiotics, the more I'm impressed with them. You can literally find out that there's a strain of bacteria that's good for different things, the mood, brain, blood, mm-hmm. endothelial lining for blood pressure, just on and on. And in this case, in the urinary tract, certain bacteria that are good. Especially your lactobacillus ones are good. You can get those through fermented foods and of course through supplements.
And we have now a suppository too for the females with probiotics.
Yeah, Vaginal Balance is a really good one. It's called Vaginal Balance. It's mainly take them orally, but anyway, D-mannose. D-mannose that's over the counter, and it can inhibit E. coli from adhering to the urinary tract cells.
Because E. coli is the main bacteria causing this, correct?
It's one of the biggest ones.
It's one of the biggest ones, yes.
Most percentage-wise, yes, but not the only one.
And that's why I mentioned the chicken, because that's where E. coli really is rampant, is in chickens.
Yeah. Preventative medication. So methenamine is a prescription medication.
How do you spell that?
Methenamine is M-E-T-H-E-N-A-M-I-N-E, methenamine.
Okay. And it is prescription.
And
I learned this from you. I had no knowledge of this.
It's a non-antibiotic medication, and it basically makes your urine more acidic, which inhibits bacterial growth. So pretty good at preventing, but not foolproof by any means. In order to make it more foolproof, I recommend adding methylene blue to it. And people say, methylene blue, what? Yeah, methylene blue, it has antimicrobial properties. When it gets in there, the structure changes just a little bit and becomes antiseptic. And so it's an antiseptic. And it also prevents bacterial adherence to the urinary wall, so the urinary tract cells. So that's how methylene blue. And this particular patty, it was kind of a dual thing, having a little bit of cognitive issues with her, so giving her the methylene blue for its cognitive, and I haven't been here for when you've talked about methylene blue with Clint, but I imagine y'all have talked about its cognitive abilities, its improvements you can get with it.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely.
Good. All right. So I like what I also gave, besides giving, told her to get her their doctor to write a prescription for methenamine. I got her to pick up some methylene blue. That dose on that is, they say 20 milligrams. I think you could probably get away with 7.5 twice a day with that. But, you know, the doses on the methylene blue kind of vary a little bit. But we have a product, and some of the products that you want to look at for preventing and sort of treating the symptoms and some of the things are the cranberry that mm-hmm. we know of, D-mannose, Uva-Yersi, is that my pronouncing that mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
Uva-Yersi, caprylic acid, and grapefruit seed extract. These are about 5-6 different things that are good for treating urinary tract infections, and we have a product from Life Seasons called Urinary X that puts all those into one product.
Yep.
They seem
cool.
to do a really good, that company does a really good job of combining 5-6 different things for a particular disease state or
yeah.
condition and brings them together nicely.
I want to interrupt real quick here. And, you know, we're not saying that we can treat your medical condition. Go to your doctor if you have a UTI diagnosable. But if you ask and get permission, you certainly are able. And we're all adults. You know, you can also learn. Cranberry works because it makes the urinary tract slippery, doesn't kill anything. But if it's super slippery, then the E. coli can't stick to the urinary tract. Just throwing that out.
Yep. Well, all right. So just as a recap, I think that with her, was recommending that perhaps her doctor get her on some the estrogen, vaginal estrogen uh-huh. cream to get that going, to use the Urinary X from Life mm-hmm. Seasons to make sure that she's staying hydrated and going to the restroom enough. I think the proper hygiene is probably there, but get a prescription written for the methenamine and to start taking the methylene blue. So
do most physicians know about that drug, its effectiveness?
Methylene blue?
No,
or
the drug.
Methenamine.
Yes.
Yeah, I think they know.
They do? Okay,
yeah.
So it wouldn't be a hard sell to try to get that.
No, would not be a hard sell at all. It is a prescription.
Because that's changing the pH? Is that what the goal is?
Making it more acidic, yeah.
Okay.
So,
yeah.
And it's a prescription, so therefore they'll love it.
But a safe prescription.
Yeah,
they'll love it. They'll be easy to write. Yeah, they have a loyalty to the old pharmacy, that's for sure. But that's where you're all, you know, that's where you're trained. That's where they're trained. It's not the problem. The problem is not in the individual. It's in the system.
Work inside the system. Yeah, work inside the system. That's what you're doing.
And I also had them pick up the N-acetylcysteine, which is a part of my, we have, Nutrition World has their, their core four, everybody should be on a quality multivitamin, omega-3, D and K, and magnesium. Beautiful things. I have Dr. Deering's plus four more. N-acetylcysteine is one of them. Quercetin is one of them. And curcumin is one of them. So
you have got me more fired up on curcumin than I ever was before because, you know, if you don't focus on something, you don't deep dive into it. And once you got me to deep dive even more into that, I mean, I added it back into my protocol.
Can you get
protocol.
That from turmeric, or two different things?
Turmeric is a spice.
In my coffee.
Turmeric is a spice. Curcumin's the medicine. So
is curcumin in the turmeric?
Curcumin's in the root part of the turmeric plant, and you're pulling it out. So, and I think we've mentioned this before, but I think we have such a great way now of getting it to absorb into the body.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a big fan of using pepper to do that. They use turmeric essential oil. They take part of the own plant and the oils of it and find a way to get a better absorption of it.
Right.
And then they've also found a way to get it to stay in the body and distributed really well and stay in the body for 8 hours. So I'm just wondering whether today's curcumin is better than 20 years ago curcumin.
Absolutely, no doubt. And also you need fat somewhere with that molecule to be absorbed, but that process, like Terry naturally does, provides that.
So is my turmeric that I put in my coffee with my coconut oil?
It's just making it taste better.
It's as worthless as those white donuts that you ate earlier.
Okay. Put it this way, you'd have to have 500 capsules full of that turmeric you're using to equal one Curamed 750 milligram.
Yeah, go clean.
Note to self, bigger cup of coffee. See, that's how I fix problems.
That's great.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Dr. Deering.
Thank you.
As always, it is time to take a break. When we come back, I'm going to be filling your ear with all of my notes that I've learned this past week. And we'll talk about my new coffee maker that does not put out microplastics because I showed Clint the price, and I don't think he's ordered one yet.
Should say astronauts from space, but go ahead.
Yeah. That plus more as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio. We'll be back after these brief messages.
Did you miss last week's Vital Health Radio? Is there a guest you want to hear again? Or maybe because of your busy schedule, you only had time to listen to part of an episode? Well, we can solve all those problems with Vital Health Radio On Demand. Check out our website at vitalhealthradio.com. Click on past shows or go to your favorite podcast location. Search Vital Health Radio Download. You'll find all of your past shows at your convenience. Then click on the subscribe button for all future shows. We're making life better for your busy lifestyle, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Chattanooga, when it comes to vascular care, there's one name that stands above the rest, the Vascular Institute, your regional leaders in vascular care. What sets us apart? First and foremost, your convenience matters. We're the only vascular practice to welcome self-referrals, putting you in control of your health journey. No need for a maze, just a direct path to the care you deserve. Worried about wait times? At the Vascular Institute, timely appointments are our promise. Your symptoms won't wait, and neither should you. Comprehensive care isn't just a tagline. It's our commitment. High-quality outpatient treatments that cover all areas of your vascular health, that's the Vascular Institute difference. 5 convenient locations to serve you. Find Vascular Institute online at vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
Vector Security can create you a home automation solution that will give you the convenience and peace of mind of being able to control your security system, lights, locks, video, thermostat, and more, all from your Vector Security app.
Vector Security provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats.
Vector Security has 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and is 100% wireless.
Choose Vector Security. Find them online at vectorsecurity.com.
Go to your favorite podcast platform and search Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You.
Join Sean Whitfield, Matt Davis, and Darren Johnson for a podcast about fitness, health, and bodybuilding.
We feature the best in fitness and bodybuilding right here in Chattanooga.
You can expect workout advice and fitness tips from two of the best fitness and bodybuilding trainers in Chattanooga.
Many great guests and inspiring conversations.
A lot of laughs and entertainment to go along with it.
Subscribe and follow Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You, today. Listen up, Chattanooga. We've got a radio show that's just for you.
On the Move Radio on 98.1 The Lake each Saturday morning at 9 a.m. We're a radio show that's all about Chattanooga.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Quarter as we discuss government, events, entertainment, lifestyle, and so much more.
For past shows, check out onthemoveradio.com or find us on all major podcast platforms. Just search On the Move Radio Download.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio and podcast, the show that shares the philosophy that we can lead longer, healthier lives by embracing the latest in accurate knowledge of health and the vital importance of nutrition and lifestyle. Great having Dr. Kurt Deering on. I love having our experts at Nutrition World. We continue to expand. We have a new one, nurse practitioner named Thera, who's had many, many years experience taking care of pretty much the full care of people in really serious conditions, and she loves the passion of naturopathy, natural remedies, holistic, and has certainly practiced it herself. So she's now at Nutrition World. So we're continuing to grow with more experts.
Yeah, I will say this real quick. I think COVID that was the start. It didn't happen immediately, but I think COVID was the genesis, the starting point for a lot of people in that practitioner world, doctors, nurse practitioners, clinicians, just to get a little disenfranchised, like, okay, they're not, I mean, they still believe in what they did. It's just like they realize that there's other options. There's a different way to live life, too, without the pressure of the system. And there's more to learn than just what you've learned in the medical school. And I think that seeing those people keep a little bit from where they're coming from, but really move into a new world is really good for us. People who shop at Nutrition World weekly. I'm in Nutrition World shopping weekly. Mm-hmm. Like a grocery store. Mm-hmm. I come get what I need. I love having those people because all your staff's knowledgeable. But if I have come in with a question that is above a pay grade, your folks now can turn around and go, we've got someone to help you.
Bingo.
That's such a big deal.
Yes.
That's You know what's really, I'm going to say, and then you have the floor back. I have a much, I'm going to walk in the nutrition world looking for supplements and holistic approaches, and I can get expert clinician opinions. I can't walk into a clinical expert and get holistic opinions.
There you go.
It's a big difference.
I love that. I love that perspective and wordage. Got to get make sure I get past this coffee maker deal, because this is what Dr. Peter Attia said was the coffee maker he ordered. He has a lot more money than I or you, Clint. But I was in a weak moment. I saw it and I had to push the buttons, because it is the last thing in my house that continues to bug me a little bit. I only let it bug me a little. I'm not going to let it destroy my life. But it's called Ratio 8 Coffee Machine. And it costs... What else?
Ratio is must be a foreign language for give me your money. It's a special language. Because I'm determining whether I'm going to have cable or pay my cell phone bill this week. You're dropping blah, 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 dollars on that coffee maker. Good for you, though, man. Life's good. Life's good.
Life is good. If I sleep better at night, it's worth it.
Absolutely.
Ratio 8 coffee machine for $6.99.
Oh, you actually said it out loud. Okay.
I did. I had to. I'm sorry. Okay. And it'll be the last stupid investment of 2025.
That's just not true.
It is true. You watch. I will not make any more foolish moves with money. Nope.
Do you think that was a foolish move?
It did not fit in the budget. Let's just say that.
Look to the skies. The answer from the gods is what he was doing. He's like, it's fine.
When you're in the fourth quarter nearing the two-minute overtime, I don't know if it's worth it, or I don't know if it's absolutely needed.
I've got in between of those two things. They call third quarter for me. I see what you're saying.
Yeah. So sometimes I think, why really try too hard? Because, you know, how much really quality years do I potentially have? Or the other side of me says, heck, I think I could make it to 90 and not get down to 89.
Two things. People out there can relate to this. Sometimes I get the gourmet Folgers instead of the regular Folgers.
Oh, yeah.
So sometimes
okay.
I, too, make some bad financial decisions.
The gourmet Folgers.
But I will say, did you watch the most recent Joe Rogan podcast?
What was it on?
Oh, it you're going to watch it 10 times.
Really?
There's a lady author on there that wrote about the medical world. She's a practicing doctor for 15, 20 years. It's the most eye-opening. I'm going to pull it up and talk to you about it.
Dr. Carrie?
I don't
Means.
Know. She's gray hair. She's. No. I've never seen anything like that. She is amazing.
Was she talking about vaccines?
Vaccines, everything.
I heard
vaccines,
it this morning.
Everything. It's
yes.
3 hours. It's like a 3 hour.
Yes, it was.
Did you listen to the whole thing?
I listened to an hour and a half of it.
Oh.
I still got the rest to go.
You and Katie. It gets better as it goes.
Does it?
Oh, my gosh.
She was a nephrologist.
I don't know how you can listen to people like that are smart, and the one that created the MNRV vaccine, the mRNA vaccine. All these people who are saying there's some stuff right. They're not calling everybody names or liars. But you listen to that, and she goes, all I'm saying is we should question. Mm-hmm. She's not calling bad even. Now, some stuff she called bad
yes,
people.
Yes, she does.
But I thought of you.
But her explanation of polio was beyond belief.
You can't.
Wow.
And that's what Joe Rogan said, something that I agree with, because I know just enough from listening, right? So I don't know it except what I've listened to, which is how we all learn.
Mm-hmm.
We don't just intuitively know most things. But he said, I am so tired of trying to explain my side of different arguments, because no one really, when they're arguing with you, they really don't want to hear why you believe what you believe. They're just waiting for something not to sound exactly right. Just that little crevice in the wording.
Mm.
So they then can call you a name, tell you why you're silly, call you a conspiracy theory, dismiss your opinions. Mm-hmm. They can move on believing what they want to. You go, so I've just got tired of it. And I thought to myself, I am so there.
You are.
On these conspiracy theories. I'm like, because some of them I believe.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, how can you believe that? So I lay it out, and immediately they don't listen to 90% of it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so I'm not saying what she's saying is 100% right. Rod, I have to listen to other experts talk. But she's a smart person's asking questions.
I'd listen to it, and I would listen. I want to try to always listen without being ready to argue, because sometimes it has to sink in and things make good sense. Sometimes wisdom comes from good sense. So get her name before we get off
here.
Yeah,
it's worth the listen.
It is. We'll talk about the keloid. People who have keloids can be very bothered by those. And what has happened is some research has come out that shows, and what are keloids? They're extreme overreaction of the body's wound healing process, and they cause thick, raised scars that grow way beyond the original injury. They can lead to pain, itching, discomfort. But a study published in the Burns and Trauma Journal found that keloid cells overproduce this certain enzyme. Now, what this enzyme does is it actually breaks down vitamin D that would have prevented the scar formation and inflammation. So there's an enzyme that if it wasn't there, this scar would have accessed the normal vitamin D levels and it would have stopped it at the point where it should stop. So every individuals with sufficient vitamin D certainly can have problems, but even people with enough vitamin D, because this enzyme problem, could still form keloids. So what do we do about it? It did not say that on this study. We need to apply liquid vitamin D once something starts healing, because that enzyme's not going to degrade all of that that's applied, in my opinion, completely 100% Edward Jones. But if I have something that I think was, if I was a keloid former, which once you form one, you're going to form more, put vitamin D on, or raise your vitamin D level to 100 nanograms per milliliter by supplementation, and then you got a blood test, and then you should be able to not form these keloids.
Her name is,
yes,
from Joe Rogan podcast, her name is Dr. Susan Humphreys, and she was in the medical hospital world from 1989 to 2011, and she is a
nephrologist.
Yeah, but there was something else she did too. I can't remember what it was. Oh, internist.
Yeah, okay.
As well, but she then has left and kept doing her own research, mm-hmm. and has written this book, I think, Dismissing
lovely.
Myths or something.
Lovely, anyway, lovely,
back
lovely.
To you, sir.
All right. The thing I talked about with Alzheimer's, this is so interesting because it's not horrendously corrupt, the medical research kind of departments of schools, but there's a lot of inaccuracies. Well, here's the perfect example. A 2006 landmark Alzheimer's study that was published in the Journal of Nature now has been retracted after the investigators uncovered manipulated images that called into questions 2 decades of research. The study introduced a thing called, and I think many of us have heard this, beta amyloid. And it made everyone think Alzheimer's is caused by these big deposits of what we call beta amyloid. And that was the reason, because of forensic analysis revealed things, but they were fabricated. And it now says that as a result of this data manipulation, billions of dollars in research and funding in drug development has been wasted on treatments targeting these amyloid plaques. And while other potential causes of Alzheimer's were totally ignored. And, you know, I had a gentleman just today before coming over here who came in with his wife. And if you have talked to people that's on the slippery slope of Alzheimer's, it's kind of obvious sometimes within 5 seconds when you look into their eyes that they're not, they realize they're not fully here, but they're still functional to a point. And that was the case here. And he was asking about some of these other protocols for his wife. And I did a podcast with Dr. Dale Bredesen. He is the guy who wrote the book on a protocol to help stop the progression of Alzheimer's. We're not so sure we can reverse. I'm not so sure of that. I don't think I've ever seen a major reversal. But if we know it early off enough and you create the plan of action, there is possibilities to almost stop it. What does that mean? That means almost is pretty darn good. And secondly, you could buy your loved ones years of better quality of life. Years. Have you ever heard of hypoxic training?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, gosh, man. Mm-hmm. I got a smart guy here.
Yeah, I've heard of it. Go ahead and explain.
Well, no, let's hear what.
I think you've got the paperwork in front of you. Go ahead. I'm going to be clumsy with
it. I want to know when's the last time you did hypoxic training.
Well, just keep telling about what it is first.
Well, it is, first off, it's been successfully being used in the treatment of some diseases like asthma, mm-hmm. high blood pressure, chronic inflammation, infections, because it's rooted in the mitochondrial system. And I know you know all this,
right, yeah, well,
but
so
I'm
far,
going to still
right,
go
yeah.
ahead and talk about it. It started in Russia in the late 1970s and showed it to have all these health benefits. And the way that you do it is breathe into a paper sack.
Yeah, it's hyperventilation, basically. Started in 78, 79 from Russia.
You are so full of hyper bull BS.
Wow. I'm just here to be a blessing.
Now, you can do this by breath holding, too.
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever hold your breath?
I do the box breathing. So 5 seconds in, 5 seconds out, okay. Hold your breath 5 seconds. I do that.
Well, I love the challenge of holding my breath at Gold's Gym under the water in the pool because that's the only way
Yeah, you don't have many options there, by the way. Once you go under the water. I mean, I'm glad you noticed that. Yeah. You got a couple options on that one.
Yeah.
Yeah. I always go with holding my breath under the water, too, sir.
So what it does is it's going to rearrange the ratio of carbon dioxide to oxygen. And I talk about this for the past 20 years because mouth taping also does that. We need more carbon dioxide, people, because that's what relaxes the body and the mind. And I can tell you, it's hard to do this. You wake up or you're getting ready to go to sleep at night. You're feeling wired up. You wake up at 1 a.m. Your brain start thinking about your 24-hour podcast that you stupidly put together.
God, I can't believe I did that.
Yeah. And which is, you know, and what you do is you breathe. You force yourself to breathe 7 times a minute. That's not much.
No, I don't know.
And what you're going to start doing is getting air hungry. And you're going to maintain that for 5 minutes. And if you can stay air hungry for 5 minutes with 7 breaths a minute, you will be amazed how it calms your whole system down.
Well, now I've never done it for the 5 minutes, but now we're being serious. A lot of times, and it used to be, especially before I went and did heavy workouts, there are times I would take 20 deep breaths and count 10 seconds. Like deep breathe in, hold it for 10 seconds, and breathe out real slow.
Yeah,
so I don't know how long that took me in a minute. It'd be like six or 7 breaths.
That's pretty good. The problem is the deep breathing is still keeping the oxygen up and not allowing the carbon dioxide.
Yeah.
What you want is to have air hunger, which shows that you have carbon dioxide. You got to have air hunger to have carbon dioxide, and you have to have carbon dioxide to have relaxation of the autonomic nervous system. So
that's what I was going to say after I finished that
last
statement.
Thank you, Clint, so much. Yeah. But I went ahead and took care of business. Well,
thank you.
I'm glad
you
filled in. It's time to take a break. When we come back, we'll be having maybe a word of wisdom. That plus more as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio. More to come after these brief messages.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalafin Road and I-75.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at SilverdaleBC.com.
Let's talk Chattanooga real estate. I'm Blake Watson with Epic Realty. Join me for a podcast dedicated to buying, owning, and selling a home in the Chattanooga and Northwest Georgia area. Through expert interviews and real life experience, we'll cover tips, advice, and resources for everything in your home ownership and home selling journey. The podcast is called Let's Talk Chattanooga Real Estate. Catch our weekly episode of Let's Talk Chattanooga Real Estate on your favorite podcast app.
Chattanooga, when it comes to vascular care, there's one name that stands above the rest, the Vascular Institute, your regional leaders in vascular care. What sets us apart? First and foremost, your convenience matters. We're the only vascular practice to welcome self-referrals, putting you in control of your health journey. No need for a maze, just a direct path to the care you deserve. Worried about wait times? At the Vascular Institute, timely appointments are our promise. Your symptoms won't wait, and neither should you. Comprehensive care isn't just a tagline. It's our commitment. High-quality outpatient treatments that cover all areas of your vascular health. That's the Vascular Institute difference. 5 convenient locations to serve you. Find Vascular Institute online at vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
Listen up, Chattanooga. Mandy Livingston, General Manager for Optimize You. Have you been feeling like you aren't the man or woman you used to be? Have you been told it's normal and comes with age? Well, I'm here to put that talk to rest. At Optimize You, we are a hormone replacement center that specializes in both men and women's hormones. We believe that normal is not optimal. Find us online at OptimizeYouCenters.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio. I'm Ed Jones with my super co-host, Clint Powell. And you know, it's getting springtime almost, and one of the Stoics wrote this, and I feel this, and it says, as winter's grip loosens, some uncomfortable truths begin to emerge in the newfound spring sunlight. The bad habits we accumulated to get through the dark months, those inefficiencies in practice that claim too much of our time, those messes we've allowed to pile up in our houses and our minds, it's all there. Will we have the courage to face it? Or will we, as Marcus Aurelius said of those animals at the games, bloodied and wounded, struggle on to fight again the same way? We can keep being the person we've always been, or we can change. That's the choice of life, the Stoics believed. The poet Philip Larkin said that the green and growth of spring was nature's way of reminding us to begin afresh, afresh, afresh. But will we? That's what spring offers us, a chance to spring forward, to clean ourselves up literally and figuratively. I love moments in time that set boundaries for me where I can say, you know what, it's time to do something different than I have in the past. And I think spring is one of those things. I mean, it's called spring cleaning.
That's right. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, that's for a reason.
Yeah.
I'm a big believer on getting a dumpster about once every year. Uh-huh. And just throwing stuff out. I think you should do the same with your mind and all the stuff you carry around with you every day.
You know, it's far easier to clean your garage out than it is to clean your mind out, as we all know, because those patterns go deep. And I've kind of realized, getting near 68, that I don't have the capability of throwing it out. What I have the capability of is to become the witness to it, and that disempowers it if I don't give it much energy. Okay, there's this feeling of anxiousness about a person that I am worried about, maybe. And, oh, yeah, it's really bothering me. Oh, gosh, I think I'm not going to sleep well. No, okay, all of a sudden it's like I kind of put it in the backdrop, because I can't shove it away. The more you push something like that, the more it can push back, and it becomes a looping thought. Well, how do I practice being the witness? Is, again, I go back to, and I say this often, is the breath is the ultimate mantra of connecting back to our more of our anchor. And if we can learn to slow breathe, 8 times a minute is perfect for bringing yourself back into more of an anchor. And that's a practice that does not happen easily. So it's, again, setting up something with discipline, discipline, discipline. And that's one thing I love about the gym is it's made me a disciplined person to do things that I don't always feel comfortable with. And same for you, Clint. You rarely miss, and you don't make excuses.
Well, you know, and I'd like to say I came up with this, but he didn't create it either. I stole it. It was either from Jocko. I think it was either Jocko or it was from, I'm going to forget his name now, but he's the guy that runs constantly. He's been on Jocko a bunch. He's former Navy SEAL. I'll think of it here in a minute. David Goggins. One of them said, I train and make it hard on me, so when life is hard, I'm at least used to it.
Yeah.
It's not going to surprise me, shock me, make me sad, but if you've been punched, then all of a sudden being punched, it can still hurt. It's just not an unfamiliar place to be.
The unexpected blow hits the hardest, but if you've had experience getting those blows, as you know, in the boxing ring, the first couple of years I was boxing, I so remember the first punch. It devastated me.
Yeah.
I never thought it would feel
and
that way.
And it's a perishable skill. Just like shooting a gun.
Oh, I bet it is.
If you stop making it hard on yourself, that first time back is not pleasant.
Yeah. So will you hit me in the gut when we get finished?
Absolutely
here?
Not.
Okay.
Kill droids or whatever.
You are going to swab my gums, though, right?
Okay, well, we can end it that way if you want to. We ain't got no choice now. You're out of time, buddy. We're going to end with your swabbing gums.
That does it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio and podcast presented by the Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. 98.1 The Lake. For past shows, go to your favorite podcast platforms and find us online at Vital Health Radio. For Clint Powell, Ed Jones, and the amazing 37 staff members of Nutrition World, we thank you for taking your important time out of your day to spend it with us. See you next week.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake with your hosts, Ed Jones and Clint Powell. For past shows and more information, check out our website, vitalhealthradio.com. You can also find us on your favorite podcast platform. Search Vital Health Radio Download.
This broadcast has been a production of the Whitfield Media Group.